Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
Hello and good morning, Scott Goodman here, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio, 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Catch us here every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. I'm breaking from our usual format with my co-host Melissa Lucas here. We usually have ourselves a liberal democratic guest, but today's topic is so wide-reaching that it breaks through all political persuasions and all boundaries. Today's show will be focusing on what may turn out to be the most impactful technology in human history since the wheel or flight or the internet. That technology is AI. Who is controlling it? Who's regulating it? Every day, just about everyone with a phone or computer interacts with artificial intelligence. This technology has such an impact on our thoughts, opinions, and feelings. It bends our reality to where it is becoming harder every day to know what to believe, what is real, and what to trust. There is already a massive in-person social disconnect. The social media, the new normal for personal interaction, now introducing AI companions to interact with us socially, talk, give advice, even act out sexual desires, are replacing talking with friends and seeking new relationships. The government is still not properly addressing these issues. The U.S. does not have a single comprehensive federal law for AI. Does have a patchwork of sector-specific regulations and executive actions in individual states, but they're just not working. They don't have any real impact or any teeth. Let me repeat this. We as a country do not have any real federal laws regulating AI. Almost everyone uses it, and there is no controls, no governance over it. Scary. Very scary. The issue should find us all on common ground. Melissa? Why don't you let our listeners know about our guest today, the staff that makes our show happen, and let our listeners know how to reach out to us, because I'm sure you will, on Common Ground featured on KNTR Talk Radio.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. You can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. It's also KNTR. And if you're outside of the area, please put a 1 in front of that number. Today in-house, we've got our producer, Marissa June. We've got our co-creator, Red Bull Ronnie. And Paul Lavoie, the operation manager, is here as well. This subject, AI, is something that I feel is very important that we all figure out what to do here with the rules. Our guest today, David Rose, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You're a local here in Lake Havasu City and running for office on the Republican ticket. So I'm going to start off with a question. With AI advancing so rapidly, things and tools like ChatGPT or image generators, do you think that we need new federal regulations, or should we rely more on industry self-regulation and existing laws to keep things in check?
Hey, that's a great question. So, you know, AI is one of the most powerful tools of our time, but is also one of the most dangerous.
Absolutely.
Right.
And we are actually in our district creating AI labs, and I'll talk about that here shortly. It's something I just presented in our governing board meeting, and we're going to go more into. But the problem with AI, we were talking about this before the show, is deep fakes.
Right.
It's extremely dangerous. You can set someone up, ruin their business, ruin their reputation, even incriminate them on something they didn't do. And there has to be some type of federal and state law, both, that protect all citizens,
right?
Business owners.
This morning, perfect example, I saw North Kardashian, and you know who that is, the Kardashian's kid. So she's like 13. Yeah. There was an AI photo of her with somebody carrying her braids behind her, and it said, it had the little crown emoji saying, there's a, you know, North Kardashian, somebody carrying her braids. That she's a kid. Yeah. And there's no rules against it. Yeah. So who makes the rules? Who decides what's wrong? And who gets the money from the fines?
Right. Yeah, and it's everyone in the industry. They are profiting as much as they can right now on AI.
Right.
And because it's not regulated, there are zero regulations. It's right now is the most dangerous time without
it's the
regulations.
Wild West.
It is.
Right.
It is the Wild
so
West.
So do you think that we need government laws going over the whole thing, or do you think that TikTok should police TikTok and Facebook should police Facebook, and that the platforms themselves should just have rules like cyberbullying rules like we have now?
And what would be the penalties for failure to do it, and what would the lines be?
Yeah.
How do you draw those lines? See, the problems of leaving it up to someone, they have an opinion.
Right.
Well, you would know by the different platform whether or not your platform, you know, was enforcing them or not.
Yeah.
Well, I think Marissa has something she wants to say.
So,
jump on in here.
I'm on TikTok pretty regularly, and I know that they do at least their police, as you say. They're pretty good about it. They make you put an AI label on it if it's AI generated so that the audience knows. And if they figure out that it is an AI thing and you didn't label it as that, you'll get account restricted or whatever. So yeah. I know,
but then you set up a new account.
At least that platform has a little bit of regulation on it. I don't know about the others.
What's to stop somebody from screenshotting it and putting a, you know, a smiley face emoji over the AI?
That's very true.
There
like
is
how
no
do
way,
you
listen, let's just be straight up, absolutely face value what it really boils down to. A person can create some content that is disparaging to you or your business. They can release it. It gets widely viewed. It gets shared. And somebody, let's say they file a lawsuit for
slander,
for defaming, whatever it may be. But that person can do it anonymously.
Yeah.
They can set up an account that is not even germane to who they are, not even related to them, all anonymous with pseudonyms, etc. There's no way to regulate it. There's no way to capture the people who are doing this. It could be done in Kazakhstan. What, we're going to go across borders and get somebody in another country?
Right.
No. Yeah.
This is not like it's not like me attacking you personally.
Yeah.
And you can go to the police.
So what do you guys think? Our listeners, can you text us in at 928-727-5566 or call us in at 928-854-5687 and let us know what you guys think?
Yeah. And I really think we're having the same conversation that our parents and grandparents had whenever the internet came out. You know, everybody was, oh my gosh, this is crazy. You know, this could be dangerous.
And social media.
Social media. You know, this is a new technology that, you know, one thing I'll say this is we fear what we don't understand. But the problem this time, there's real dangers of what AI is able to do, from deep fakes to even weaponizing things against a nation, weaponizing people against people. And I'm one that is very pro limited government oversight.
100%.
You know,
right.
But at the same time, we have to look at, when we look at AI and its dangers, how do we regulate without violating people's constitutional rights? What can we put into place without violating constitutional rights to protect citizens, to protect people, you know, from being attacked, to protect nations? But like you brought up a good point, you can't go to another nation and arrest someone for creating a deep fake of an elected official or an individual. And I believe we will start seeing those types of what I would call a cyber attack, where they are putting those types of videos out on elected officials that they feel are a threat to their agenda. The next several years of the growth of AI is going to be very interesting, and I think we need to expect the worst in some of this and be prepared for it. But we need to be deciding now how we're going to respond to that.
So from what you're saying, and the same thing I do believe, we can't attack or stop someone in a foreign country from exercising their rights when we have no control over their laws.
Correct.
And governance. However, that being said, we are in a situation right now where every single day we're exposed on a daily basis to things that we're not sure if they're real.
Yeah.
And we're going to be basing our opinions and we're going to be basing our actions – on things that have never been verified.
Yeah.
I think we have a
question. You have a text here. First Amendment rights. AI is the paintbrush. Change my mind.
Mm.
Love it.
Okay. So let's just say I'm going to change your mind. Okay. So let's say a person is an artist and a talented artist, but he loses the ability to use his hands because of Parkinson's, let's say, and he can't paint anymore. Now he can go into AI. Yeah. And have AI help him create artwork that isn't generated by him. This is no, and he's selling that art. So freedom of speech, it's freedom if it's your speech.
Correct.
It's freedom if it's something that you created in your mind and your heart. It is no longer free speech if you press a button and put in a couple key words and 16 paragraphs are spit out that is generated by something else. That is no longer free speech.
Yeah. So AI does not have free speech.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So could we then create AI to police AI?
Oh, my gosh. No. That's interesting.
Yeah,
that's
well, actually, I'm full of questions.
That's a very interesting question. I mean, who is going to control it? Who has, here's a good one.
Who gets the money?
Who has the technology and the database to be able to patrol and regulate and oversee AI? It would be AI.
Yeah. AI would have to police itself. And then somebody would have to program it.
Yeah.
And then is that somebody in the middle? Or is that somebody left? Or is that somebody right?
Yeah.
And then the next administration comes in and changes
everything. And changes the programming.
Right. So here's something to keep in mind. I don't know if many people are aware, but I'm sure many are. We had a major outage over the weekend with Amazon and hundreds of different platforms were down for a number of hours. Were airlines, Amazon, a chatbot, ChatGPT, all these things were down. This could be the harbinger of things to come when it comes to an AI crash of some kind. Now,
you're in trouble, so we're just going to turn you off?
No, like I think that if there's a glitch. And it's AI is controlling it because they only have the capacity. AI has the capacity to control all these different entities at one time, and they have an error. AI is not perfect. AI makes mistakes.
Right.
AI constantly will give you bad quotes.
Yeah. I've corrected AI.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And so then they go back and they look and they go, oh yeah.
Yeah. And I'll go back to the freedom of speech. You know, here I don't have the right to create a deep fake or even some type of statement. That is, and let's say I say Melissa did this, or Paul Lavoie did this, or who, and it be totally not true. That is not freedom of speech. That is attacking someone.
That's correct.
And that should be illegal.
Now, this is a fabulous point. This text that we just got in, you should regulate the way we utilize the resources to maintain AI.
Yeah, no, that
so
is
that
true.
That AI takes a lot of water.
I have massive amounts of facts.
A lot
that.
Of power. Yeah.
We're
going to
be addressing that probably after the break because my biggest point of regulating AI. So listen, we'll get back to that after the break here on KNTR Talk Radio 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
On Common Ground.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa's going to do a little quick read from our sponsors here.
All right. Let's give a thank you to our sponsors that make this show possible, starting with Blonzy Steakhouse. Mouthwatering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Second, we have Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. And Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals. It's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store. Thrifting with a purpose. So thank you to those three sponsors, and we will shout out our last three on the second break.
Thank you, Marissa.
And back to the show.
So let's talk about what we're
The power,
it's
all
incredible.
The things.
So after doing a number of pieces of research using AI, oh, we got a call already.
Yeah.
We just got back from break. Hello, caller. Welcome to KNTR Talk Radio, Common Ground.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the show and everything. I just have a couple of comments.
Sure.
As new as AI is, how do people believe this? I see bias in it. You don't know who's shaping the data that goes in. This is like the Wild West.
We just discussed that.
Yeah, it
is. I don't believe anything until it's proven, just like you're innocent until proven guilty, because I've seen so much bias, and I hate to say this, but it kind of tends to lean to the left, the bias that I've seen, and it's not always right. And people, you know, maybe in technology, and there's certain technologies you can use, it and it's great, but for the common person, you might as well be believing what's in the National Enquirer at this point.
Well, I have a question for you. Before the internet, before AI, if somebody wrote something in a paper or somebody said something to you that you didn't believe was true, you either just discount it or do research to see if it is true to find the viability of their statement. So now we're having to just do more work, a lot more work.
Yeah. Well, being as I'm a little older, it's fun to get on there and everything and try and verify and prove people wrong or prove people right and see who's telling you the truth and who isn't telling you the truth. You know,
David, do you have something you want to say about that?
No, I think that's a great point. And a lot of the responses is based on who is feeding the information into the platforms.
Right.
And
which
platform you're on. You know, whenever you look at different platforms, sometimes the responses are very different.
Versus Facebook.
Yeah. No, so those are great points.
Well, yeah, but think about this, and we'll close out on the call on this one. And I appreciate your call. When we watch TV, depending on which media outlet you watch, do you think we're in different countries?
Yeah.
I mean, the different types of reporting.
True.
So there's different slants, different agendas, and it's hard to navigate through that. You just have to, and as everyone says, do your own research. Don't believe what you see or hear until you've verified it. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, Scott. So you were telling us during the break that 16%, is that correct? 16%?
Yeah, and here's the thing.
Global
production.
Global.
Now wrap yourself around this. It's supposed to go up to 21% in less than 5 years.
Those are huge numbers.
So one-fifth of the entire production of energy on the planet is going to be used for AI by 2030, and it's only growing faster. But wait.
So who pays for that?
We do. I mean, we do
of
by meaning do. That the access to this is going to become something you're going to be paying for. It's free for now.
So my power bill is going to be even higher.
Well, it gets way worse than that. So currently there's approximately 150 what they call large data centers, and each of those data centers consume between 150 and 500 megawatts per year, which is equivalent 500 megawatts equivalent to 500,000 person city in a year. But there's the cooling systems. They use 5 million gallons a day. These are the large data centers. That's 200 million gallons per year. And if you multiply that by 150, it's 30 billion, with a B, gallons used per year. These sites are so huge and consume so much energy that some of them are actually using nuclear power generating facilities to power their plant, their data centers.
So the water's not going away forever, though. It's getting evaporated and it rains down on us, and
But it's being pumped in. And that means that, it can rain down on us. They can recycle it. It can get absorbed to the ground and be used for food, to grow crops.
Yeah.
But where does it come from initially?
Are they taking it out of the ocean?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. They're going to be creating these plants where they have aquifers that they can access, where they have access to oceans or rivers or lakes. They're going to be getting rights to they need the water.
Does it have to be fresh water, or can it be salt water?
I'm not sure. That I don't know. But I can tell you this much. They have desalinization plants if it has to be fresh water. But the whole point is, this is unsustainable.
Yeah.
David, you would agree with me on this,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So the common ground on this one is that we're all human beings, and we all like to live. If things grow exponentially like they're growing now, what happens if we have 300 data centers by 2030? Now all of a sudden we're using 40% of the output, or 35% or 30%. Whatever that number is,
right,
it's not sustainable. So at what point do we have to pull back? At what point do we have enough?
Yeah.
People who are listening or computer people understand this. there's terabytes on your computer. Okay. Right. Everyone knows gigabytes and terabytes. But do you know about teraflops and petaflops? These are numbers that have dozens of zeros after them on how many computations per second that these data centers are doing to give you that instantaneous answer when you go on your phone to ask a question. They're just not coming out of air. They have to be produced. And there's actual energy. Every time you go on AI, every time you go on Google and do a search, you're actually consuming energy.
Yeah.
Right.
And people and there's billions of times a day people are accessing that information and using energy. It's unsustainable. And that's why, even though I'm a Republican and a conservative, I believe it needs to either be heavily regulated or peeled back. Yeah. Because we can't continue to grow. David, what is your opinion on this?
No, I think you're exactly right. When we look at the amount of water, we already
have a shortage.
We already have a water shortage,
right.
You know, and we're fighting for water rights in Arizona to stop our water from going to California. So what will that look like, you know, when more data centers are built? They're going to be coming for the Colorado River. They're going to be trying to purchase water from Arizona. And a lot of those, let's just be real, a lot of that water will go to California because you're going to see a lot of data centers there. You know, we have Silicon Valley, all those places.
They have a whole ocean they can use. Why do they need the Colorado River?
You know, that is a great question.
Well,
they have the
And if it's fresh, you know.
It has to be fresh because the minerals and the salt derivatives that are inside the ocean water will clog their systems. So they have to create the desalinization plants, and they're very costly and expensive. And to produce that much gallonage, that much water, they'd have to build 100 plants for every facility.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just not a way to create that much desalinated water.
And I think now is the time, and I'm sure there are legislators already having those conversations, but we need to get serious about those conversations to protect the future of Arizona's water. Because the human side of us is way more important than the tech side of us. And, again, we don't always, the technology looks great and people get excited, but they don't realize or they don't think about what is going on in the back end to make the technology work.
The unintended consequences.
Correct.
And so Melissa, you know, we're sitting here talking on the radio, and it's relatively benign. We don't consume a lot of energy. There's no AI involved. And we're putting on a nice little show, and it doesn't have a lot of environmental impact. But everything we do on our phones and our computers has a major impact on many things that are, like I said earlier, unintended consequences. So here we are in an age where the phone is an appendage to us now. It is, you would never think of going out of your house without your phone. How many times, listeners, and how many times have you left the house without your phone and gone all the way back home to get it? Because you can't be without your phone.
Right.
Okay, well, now we're at the point where we can't be without AI. We are almost at the point now where if you go on a Google search and AI overview doesn't come up, you're going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, where's this coming from? You know?
Yeah.
So here we are in a crossroads.
Yeah.
And David, you know, being a candidate and being involved in government, are you scared? Are you nervous?
I'm concerned. I'm concerned on multiple levels. As a school board president, I'm concerned because I think we're seeing the next level plan of the dumbing down of America. Because students, you know, already we see the amount of students that don't like to read. Reading is becoming a less and less common thing in households. And we, you know, our teachers are always encouraging students to read. But now we're going to get into the writing aspect of it. You know, whenever they're writing reports, our district had to make a policy, in regards to using AI for your homework. And, we're getting into that. Students are doing it in college. So, what happens, those parts of your brain begin to shut down because they're not being utilized. So we're seeing the dumbing down. And earlier we talked about the movie Idiocracy, and we're coming into that. And then the other dangers. Whenever we go to legislation, are we going to have legislators using AI to write bills instead of writing
the
bills?
They already are doing that.
And speeches and everything else.
So, you know, we are in a very dangerous time in our nation, and some type of regulation has to be put into place. Again, limited government overreach, but you know, let's look at what type of weapons can be created, what type of terror that can be created through AI, what type of cyber attacks are able to be created.
But on that note, those are the negatives.
Yeah.
Now, to be a person on the other side of the fence on this one, which I'm not. I read articles all the time of amazing medical advances, especially surgical advances, because of AI.
Right.
Where people can have almost non-invasive surgeries that used to be very traumatic.
Correct.
And so there's huge benefits
if
it's used properly.
Yeah.
And moved in the right direction.
Absolutely.
The problem is I personally believe that 80% of AI usage is just wasteful.
Yeah.
Baseless it inquiries, is. Baseless, and, just not worthy of being used.
Yeah, one thing my grandfather used to tell me is people fear what they don't understand. And, we're there because this is new technology to all of us, and we don't fully understand it, and we already begin to see some of the dangers of it. But like you said, there's a lot of positives. And one of the things that I just presented in this past week's governing board meeting was creating AI labs in our schools, because we can either allow our students to fall behind or be ahead of the game.
Oh, you have to.
And they need to understand AI. They need to know how to create, how to manage. And also we need to teach them the dangers of AI.
It's probably like in the kindergarten in Japan already, I'm
right.
sure.
Oh, absolutely.
So, we are way behind there. So this is a new text that just came in. The dumbing down of America is happening, especially when we look at President Trump's attempt to eliminate the Department of Education. What does David Rose think about this?
Oh, that's a great question. I fully support President Trump in shutting down the Department of Education. I was there for the signing at the White House whenever he did it, so I was very thankful to be there in that moment in history. The Department of Education has done absolutely nothing to better education in America. When we look at education in Arizona, we are 47th in the state. So do not tell me the Department of Education is making students smarter or helping our schools, because it is not. What President Trump is doing is taking those funds, moving them to other departments. He's given control back to the state.
Which is where they belong.
Which is where it belongs. The federal government has no business telling our state government how to educate children. And really, it needs to come back to control of the parents. And that's a whole nother conversation. So I'm thankful for President Trump's decision. I stand fully behind it. So.
All right. Well, listen, we're coming up on a hard break again, and I just want to let real quick, $281 billion is what Department of Education spent.
Yeah.
Every year. Thank you for listening on Common Ground, KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Catch you in a minute.
Just doing a little dedication here. We lost another great one a few days ago, Ace Frehley of Kiss. Safe travel, spaceman.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, you got a couple more sponsors for us?
Yes, I do. All right, starting with Top Turf AZ, the largest showroom in Havasu with unbeatable wholesale pricing. And premium turf backed by warranty. Top Turf is your turf headquarters, where they will match or beat any local competitor's price guaranteed. Located at 92 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Martin Swanee, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes. Celebrating 40 years of doing right by folks one happy driver at a time. Right off East Andy Devine in Kingman. And lastly, we have Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive. And yes, I did play your Mr.
Yes,
Roboto.
Thank you.
I still can't believe they brought that back after everything that happened.
All right, anyway. So call us in, you guys, at 928-854-KNTR or text in at 928-727-5566. We love to hear your opinions on AI and all of these things that are happening here. I do have another question for you, David. As a conservative, how do you see this playing out, and should regulations address potential ideological slants to AI, like the person that programs it, like Elon Musk or whatever?
Yeah.
Most of them appear, in my opinion, to be left-leaning AI.
Yeah. No, that's a great
question.
And that's why Elon created the platforms that he has created to counteract a lot of that. And we must verify facts. It's the very conversation that we've just had. You know, so there needs to be trust and verify. That's something we must learn to do. And I do think it, you know, becomes a free speech
correct
issue, and so we have to.
I think we have another text.
Yes, you do have another text from the left.
From the left.
I love it.
Kind of strange that the president of our local school board is happy about the destruction of the Department of Education. What is wrong with this picture? The
Let
department,
him answer.
Yeah.
That's great. So prove to me what great things the Department of Education has done for students in America, for schools in America, except be a total drag on our economy. Prove to me what it's done. It's done nothing wrong. We have students who are indoctrinated across the nation who are being taught to hate America. We're funding radical ideologies? Absolutely not. It's disgusting. I'm thankful that President Trump stood up and said, we're not doing this anymore. We're giving control back to the states, and we're going to do what is best for children.
So the Department of Education still exists within each
still,
state.
Absolutely. It's still existing. We have a local Department of Education, and I'm very thankful for that. And so we got to give control back to the states and fund through the states.
So to stay topical, our person who just texted us, I'm going to query you to do this. I'm going to task you to do this. Go on your phone or your computer and use AI to determine if David's statements are correct or the Department of Education as a whole for the nation has been beneficial. You could use AI to do that. Now, is what you get off of AI true? Is it slanted? We don't know. So you'll have to do some further digging.
Yeah, how do you make sure that that's fair, like if it is slanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, so think about this. Freedom of speech. I would say that everyone in this room believes in the Constitution,
absolutely,
believes in our country. So here's the deal. We have freedom of speech as human beings.
Yeah.
We don't have artificial freedom of speech.
Correct.
There's nothing. The framers of the Constitution, we've had this discussion over a myriad of topics over the centuries. They don't know what's coming ahead when they framed the Constitution, created the Constitution. It is what it is now, but everything's changed.
Yeah.
Freedom of speech doesn't exist with AI. If you want to write, I write a monologue every time we have our show. I create it in my own mind. I do research. But every word that I put down on this paper that I read came from my brain. And I have the right to say that. But if I want to do a AI-generated monologue that was created from air, that has nothing to do with my feelings, my upbringing, my political position, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's just not real. And it's not protected in my mind.
And had, you know, here's the sad thing. The left hates Donald Trump so much. Is things that he is implementing are some of the very things that Democratic presidents have implemented, protecting our border, all those things. Had it been Barack Obama or Joe Biden that had closed down the Department of Education, they would have been totally behind it. But because President Trump has done something, what is best for students, best for education, because it was his administration, they hate it, it's radical, it's crazy, all these things. And that's where we are in politics in America. And Trump derangement syndrome is a very real thing. He could give every family in America $1 million and they would still hate him.
To prove that point, there's one thing that came up in Congress and in the Senate, which we've discussed a few times on the show. Trans athletes in female women's sports.
Yeah.
Trump put that bill forward. And every single congressional Democrat, except for one, voted against it.
Yeah.
It went to the Senate, and every single Democratic senator voted against it. It is a 90-10 topic.
Yeah.
90-10 topic. So if Biden would have put that through or Obama put that through, here's where things get crazy. Everything would have been reversed. Every Republican maybe voted against it, and every Democrat voted for it. Do we have smiles around the room for a text?
Well, it's...
lay it out, baby.
Okay, I mean, freedom of speech, right? Does the last person that text in have anything better to do than bash our president? So now the people that are texting are fighting each other. So.
Okay, here's something that people need to understand. As a constitutional conservative, I am as well. I love my liberal brothers and sisters,
yeah,
and I respect for them to have the right to think and be and express themselves in any way they feel fit.
Right.
Yeah,
and this is something that isn't left or right.
No, yet.
This is new, and yeah, left and right haven't really taken a stance on it.
No.
And whose moral compass are we following?
Correct.
When we set the rules?
Yeah.
And then who's going to regulate? Should
yeah,
AI police itself? I mean, should yeah, we? Who's going to be the AI police?
And when you talk to moderate Democrats, you know, I've had some great conversations. I'll take example, Lisa Ramon on the school board and myself. During the campaign, we couldn't stand each other. There was a lot of back and forth on social media and, you know, her attacking me responding. And after the election, I came down and I said, Lisa, we have to work together. We got to do what's best for kids.
Right.
And we've built a great relationship. We have worked on policy together, and it's really what governance should look like. And we had
Common ground.
Yeah, yes. Common ground.
I wonder what her stance is on this.
Can tell you, we had a conversation about education, and her and I both said she would not want curriculum in school that leans to the right side, and nor should we have curriculum in the school that leans to the left.
Center.
We need to find the center. And I believe that modern Democrats would feel the same way about AI. Common sense, common ground. Common
we have another.
You have another text that says those are just lies, David. Do you really think that the left would have been behind Barack Obama when he sends ICE goons to arrest people without due process? You are delusional. If so,
I love it.
I love it. That's great. I'm glad that we got the left,
you know,
all radically crazy.
It's conversations.
Today.
We're not.
It is.
We're trying to be peacemakers here.
Yeah.
And come to some real resolutions. What
yeah,
are we going to do about this? This is a big deal.
Well,
and
is.
People need to be aware of it. And you can't just put your head in the sand.
No.
Japan is going to pass us.
Yeah.
And China is going to, they probably already are.
Yeah, and we have to sit at the table.
You have to. And we've got to figure this out. We've got to figure out what the rules are going to be. Who's going to enforce them? Who's going to police them? And does that money, how about that money goes to building those saltwater plant things? Or, you know, the money that they get from people breaking the rules and making fake videos?
Well, to the person who put the text through about the ICE goons, so to speak, I'm going to ask you a question. If you're obviously listening, do you believe that people who swore an oath to uphold the Constitution and to be a law enforcement officer for ICE, do you believe them to be law enforcement officers or some quasi-militant group for the that works at the United States? They're
yeah,
police officers.
Yeah.
They are enforcement officers that yeah, are sworn to their duty.
Enforcing the law, arresting.
And they are given orders on what to do. They're not Nazis going,
yeah,
yeah, I'm just following the orders.
They're checking
it's
in
not,
at work.
It's not like that.
And I want to respond to their comment. President Obama did enforce border security.
Correct. He was
who,
one of
he
deported
cages?
More.
Yeah.
He deported almost
yes,
as many as Trump.
Do you remember the cages
yes,
that the children were in?
Yeah.
Who built the
cages? Yeah,
it
definitely wasn't Trump.
The cages were existing when Trump.
Yeah, it was either the Clinton or Obama administration.
President Obama, to the listener who texted in, President Obama deported more people than Trump did by a
yeah,
long shot.
And
millions.
And here's the thing. Neither president wrote those laws. They're enforcing law that Congress wrote, passed, and they are doing. If they do not enforce the law, then they are. Then there's a dereliction of duty as the President of the United States.
You know, I have a great idea. Let's AI handle it.
Did Obama was Obama not public like Trump is? Like when he was supporting people? Because I don't recall Obama deporting a whole bunch of people. Was it just not on the news all the time, maybe?
You know what? Flavor of the week.
Yeah.
You know, there was lots of things going on, and apparently it just slipped through the cracks.
Okay, and here's another text. At the end of the day, the question remains, who watches the watchers?
Very good question.
We have to figure this out. Figure out a guideline and guardrails so we don't get left behind. China is way ahead of us.
Yeah.
And that's so true. That's exactly
yeah,
what we're talking about
yeah,
here.
But do you think that
what
China,
are we going to do?
Do you think that China cares about how much water they consume or how much electricity? How many coal plants a year is China building? Hundreds.
Yeah.
They're building coal plants because they have no regulation. They have no oversight. We can't control what China does. We can only control what we do here.
Yeah.
But because of the non-borders, because of something that's global like the AI and
right,
the internet, we can have no control over that. But I guess we're going to be going on a break here shortly. And catch us here, KNTR Talk Radio, Voice of the Free. And we are here on what show?
106.75 and 3 on Common Ground.
Common Ground. Catch you shortly.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. I'm going to do a quick shout-out again, and thank you to our sponsors, Blonzy Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Top Turf AZ, Martin Swanee, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia, and Neat Pool and Supply. Okay, I do have a couple more texts, and there is one text here that says Obama never landed a helicopter on the roof of an apartment building and sent thugs to drag men, women, and children out of their beds, zip-tie children together, and make them wait for hours in the rain. Most, if not all, of those people were innocent of any crime.
So you saw this, caller, or a person who texted. You heard this and saw this?
I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm just reading the text here. I don't know if they used AI to check to see if it was real or not. Okay, and then the next one says, I worked on immigration on the congressional level, and President Obama was known as deporter in chief.
Correct. He was. He deported millions.
Yeah.
Interesting, because that wasn't something that you saw in the legacy mainstream media.
Right.
So that's why maybe I didn't know that he deported that many people, or maybe all the people out there that are listening only know what they...
Also, I just want to throw a sidebar to our wonderful sponsors. We're now here in snowbird season, effectively here in Lake Havasu, and we do have a few sponsor spots open. You might get a call or a walk-in from our fabulous co-creator, Red Bull Ronnie. And you might want to consider jumping on board with Common Ground here, because we have a lot of fun and we have some great guests. But on Common Ground, this topic, it should bring people together to understand that it needs to be looked at. It needs to be scrutinized. The committees aren't going to work at this point, because you put a committee together and 2 years later you get a report. By then it's too late.
Right.
You know, so as a political individual, political figure, you mentioned what you would try to do as far as legislation is concerned. Do you believe that there's any hope to getting any meaningful way forward for governing over, or at least corralling AI from its incredible growth and unregulated, unchecked effect on everybody? Is there any hope?
That's a great question. First, you know, at least on the legislation side, is you have to get everybody to lay aside their differences and come to the table on an issue like this and realize this truly is a nonpartisan issue. We talk about nonpartisan. This really is. And we have to lay aside our party and say, we got to do what is best for the people of Arizona, the people of America. And these are conversations that are going to happen between state legislators and congressional and U.S. senators. And so
they need to happen yesterday.
They did. Absolutely.
So the common ground.
Do I have hope? Honestly, I don't know the answer to that.
I don't have hope.
I don't right now. I don't. But, you know, especially with our current governor, if we don't get a Republican governor in Arizona, there will be zero hope for something like that.
So my belief in common ground here is all of us who are currently parents with younger kids have to be mindful of what our children are consuming intellectually and what they're spitting out intellectually. My kids have to relinquish their devices before they do their homework, because I don't want them on ChatGPT. I don't want them being lazy. I want them to think.
Yeah.
If they need it, they can sit with me and go over it together.
Right.
And it's up to the parents. And you mentioned at the very beginning of our conversation that it's about the parents. If you want to regulate what your kids watch and do, be a parent.
Yeah.
Be
yeah.
with your kids. Interact with them. Work with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the reality is, David, is that you said it, hit it on the head. It is common ground that we all should be a bit concerned. Prior to me doing the show, my show prep that I do every week, every single item that I searched on my phone, it said AI overview.
Yep.
AI overview. AI overview. And that should concern everybody, that the information that you're receiving is not from a human being. It's from an entity in a data farm somewhere in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And people make friends with them. They have their own... you know, assistant one, and they have relationships with AI,
like
a real person.
Yeah. No, they do have, we talked earlier, they have, in my monologue, yes, they're artificial entities that you interact with.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can, there's a company called Replica that you get your AI companion. You design it, create it, what this person looks like, and how they're to talk to you and how they interact with you. It's crazy. We have uncharted territories that we're going into right now.
Yeah.
And I pray for us all.
Right.
I pray for us all, because once we're relying on things outside of humanity, we lose our humanity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys have all seen the movies.
We have seen
it's happening. We're living it.
I will tell you this much, though. I do have faith in humanity. I believe that there can be a time when people reject this overt control over our minds and let people start independently thinking again.
Right.
But we're going to close out our show here. Thank you, David, for coming.
Thanks for
having
me.
Thank you.
Hey,
Marissa and Melissa. And see you next Tuesday on Common Ground.
See you
KNTR,
next Tuesday.
KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Have yourself a good day, everybody.
See you next Tuesday.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.